This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. MTV's new sketch comedy show, Human Giant, features three comics and actors, my guests Aziz Ansari, Rob Ubel, and Paul Scheer. They first circulated their short films on the internet and have performed live at the New York club Upright Citizens Brigade. Welcome to Fresh Air. How do you describe your short films to people who haven't seen them?
It's always a tough question because we want to make sure that we don't come off sounding cheesy when we describe them. But I think that they're, you know, very like high energy, fun films. Like we really try to have a beginning, middle, and end. We try to make them a little bit different than sketches.
I think they're also absurd too. I think they often veer into the land of absurdity, and yeah. I mean, our main thing is just to make them funny. And fast, get in and get out very quickly.
Yeah, because we find that the problem with sketch comedy lately is that things just go on forever. And what we try to do is just try to, you know, get people to laugh and then move on to the next thing.
One of your films that I think was really noticed was The Worst Mixtape. Would one of you describe the premise of this?
Well, basically the premise was that me and Rob have a contest to see who can make the worst mixtape ever. And Paul would be the judge. We each get to choose five songs. And then whoever lost the mixtape contest would be forced to walk around New York blasting the mixtape from a boombox.
Which is a ridiculous position to be in, as you prove in the little film where Aziz, you're the guy with the really large boombox having to play this stuff. So to talk about what you decided to put on the mix.
Well, what's interesting is we did it before we got the show, actually, and a lot of the songs that were originally used weren't clearable. So, like, Paula Cole, for example.
Was that why it changed? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, like, in the original thing, the closing song was the Dawson's Creek theme by Paula Cole, the song called I Don't Wanna Wait.
I Don't Wanna Wait!
Yeah, and Paula Cole apparently didn't want to be on the world's worst mixtape. Neither did Gloria Estefan, neither did Crazy Town. So we were just scrambling like, okay, so OMC will let us use How Bizarre? They're like, yes, yes, they'll let us use it for this amount of money. Okay, all right, Aziz, go out with a boombox and play that. And I was like, oh, gosh, not again. And so, you know, OMC, How Bizarre, what else ended up making it?
What was that song at the end, the like the very heart?
Total Eclipse
song?
Of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, that's a good one.
And the one song we got to keep from the original, I think, was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
It's pretty funny to walk around the city and see the reactions that you get blasting that music from very proudly from a boombox.
How stupid did you feel lugging around this really absurdly large boombox playing not good music?
Well, it wasn't a fun thing to do. It was weird. The first time I did it, I didn't really care because, like, you know, I wasn't really known at all walking around in the city and stuff. But the second time when I had to do it, for the clearable songs, like, it was kind of like, oh, no, like, people that don't know who I am are just going to think, oh, here's this jerk, you know, with his boombox. And the people that do know who I am, like, you know, we have a mild amount of celebrity in New York, I guess, and it's just like, oh, there he is again, Mr. Funny Man. Yeah, we get it, buddy, you and your little mixtape. Take it easy, all right? We've seen the bit.
Yeah. Well, and another sketch that you've done is the Shutterbugs. This is like the Shutterbug Agency. It's a really like high-powered hardball agency for actors, except all the actors you represent are these little children. Can you talk about coming up with this idea? You've done two Shutterbug sketches.
Yeah, Shutterbugs came originally out of an idea. Aziz and I had done that on stage. We all met over at this theater here in New York called the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and we all started performing comedy together over there. And Aziz hosts a weekly show over there called Crash Test, and it's a show where they have different stand-ups and you can try out different material and stuff like that. And I the very first time he did the show, I co-hosted with him, and we wanted to do this bit because I had a pile of these kids' headshots and at my house, and I found them one time in a friend's office who does some casting. And the pictures on these headshots of these little kids are so cute. You just want to, you know, you want to hug them so hard it would probably kill them. But they're so cute and it's so ridiculous and they're so filled with hope that we thought it would be really fun to make fun of them and to completely rip them apart. So we did this bit on stage where we flashed all their headshots on an overhead. And then we really criticized their headshots. and eventually that onstage bit, we sort of spun that out into the real world where we could sort of exist in some sort of world. And we thought the best world for that would be the talent agency world. And so we formed this this little fake world called the Shutterbugs Talent Agency. And that's what it is, basically. We basically wheel and deal with tiny little kids, and they're cute as can be, and we just rip them apart.
Now, the funny thing was, too, when we did these before we had the MTV show, we didn't have access to casting, you know, professional children actors. So we actually called in all favors from our friends and had them bring in their own children. And we just have to bring them in and just, like, yell at these, like, little kids. And it was even funnier because they just – you know, these kids aren't actors. They didn't know what was going on, but it was great.
And we ran into some of the same legal mumbo-jumbo when we got the television show for MTV that, you know, little did we know that, oh, now we have to go and we have to find those kids and get their permission to put those images on television because those were just strangers to us. You know, we just found these this pile of headshots.
And so there we are 6 months later or a year later calling up kids that live now in like the Midwest. And it's like, oh, you know, Johnny's gotten out of acting. But I guess we'll ask him if he wants to be in your sketch.
Kids are just – we have like PAs like going on MySpace looking for Cody Austin and all these kids and just trying to track them down.
We found them all. And they all agreed, actually.
It was amazing.
They're nicer than Gloria Estefan.
They're way nicer than Gloria Estefan.
My guests are the three comics and actors in the group Human Giant. Their new sketch comedy show, Human Giant, is shown Thursday nights on MTV. Here's a clip from the short film we were just talking about, Shutterbugs.
We're the top talent agency in New York.
Of course.
We're able to open doors for our clients. Now, if you don't have the talent to walk through those doors, why do we even have a relationship?
I think what Bill is saying is that if it was going to happen for you, it would have happened by now.
Look, this is a little bit harsh, but frankly, at this point in your career, I think it's safe to say you're a has-been. You're old news.
Your relationship with Shutterbugs is over. Look, if there's anything you want to say to us, now is the time to say it.
Look, you know what? I don't even want to hear it. Just get the hell out of our office.
Just get out, please.
Do you want to describe your new sketch that you just put on the internet, Lil 9/11?
Oh, well, basically we had this idea that the Shutterbugs are idiots. And if they ever came up with a movie idea, it would be the most offensive, terrible movie of all time. And, of course, that would be Lil 9/11,
which is kind of in the style of that movie Bugsy Malone, where they take an adult story, but they just cast it with children. And so, you know, in the vein of these movies that have been done about September 11th, we made a movie with children.
And basically, you know, we tried to do it. You know, it's one of those things that that is supposed to be offensive. You know, we thought that like the Shutterbugs are such jerks. And they are really such idiots that this would be, in their minds, a great idea to have a Lil George Bush and a Lil Osama bin Laden. And there's a lot of revisionist history in there. Like Lil George Bush flies a off the aircraft carrier and flies over to Afghanistan and goes into a cave and gets into a fist fight with Lil Osama bin Laden.
And basically the video is basically just Lil George Bush and Lil Osama bin Laden. And that episode of the Shutterbugs deals with the fallout of that film. The director thinks it's a terrible idea. Everyone involved with it thinks it's a terrible idea, except for these two guys.
Yeah, it basically leads, you know, not to give too much away, but it leads to their downfall. Like they get
what's coming to them. They get fired, and you know their world falls apart because of this dumb idea.
You know, and I think we also just wanted to kind of poke fun at the, I guess like the glorification of in these movies where they make like an action film out of it, and you know, so we just enjoyed that a little.
Yeah, I think like that's really more inappropriate than anything, and so. Yeah, I sort of think that, you know, we've had some people be like, oh, that's really terrible that you did that. And it's supposed to be a terrible idea. I mean, that's a lot of comedy is offensive.
Can I just point out that it starts with one of the child actors reading My Pet Goat?
Yes.
in front of a classroom. So how did you start doing these short films and putting them on the internet? Was it YouTube at first?
Originally it was. Yeah, once we all met and we came together, we basically just wanted to make some short films to show around the New York comedy scene. You know, we were all performing at a lot of different shows in New York, And there has within the I would say you know the past few years it's really become a very popular thing to make a lot of short films and it was a great calling card and it's kind of a great way to get your name out there and get your face out there. So it was really that. It was really for in the beginning it was just for fun and you know we're all good friends and we hang out together a lot and it sort of we found our director Jason Walliner and he's just this really talented young director who can shoot and edit and write and kind of do everything. And we just sort of fell in with him. And so the first thing we did was Shutterbugs and then
we moved on and made this thing called Illusionators, which Aziz and I kind of took the two lead roles in where we played these magicians kind of parodying the David Blaine, Chris Angel type of guys. And that was actually too long to put on the internet. It was 12 minutes. And we just brought that around to colleges and played it around New York. And that got a lot of people excited. And we just finally wound up releasing it just right before the show started.
Well, when you put something on YouTube, like the sketch that you were describing before, how do people find it? I mean, you could put something on YouTube and it could get noticed, but it's more likely you're going to put something on YouTube and it'll just no one will know it's there.
I think that we got really lucky with word of mouth. And one of the editors at YouTube took a liking to us and put us on the front page. And, you know, the front page can have anything on it. It could have like a cat, you know, sleeping in a corner, and then also an episode of Illusionators or Shutterbugs. And I think that we just had some people that were really excited by some of the stuff that we did, and they liked the quality, so it kind of got put into the right places.
You know, we were talking before about this sketch that you've done, Shutterbugs, about this talent agency where the agents work with and bully these little children actors and say things like, if it was going to happen for you, it would have happened by now. So I'm wondering if any of you have any really good agent stories to tell about how you feel like you were misunderstood or mistreated.
We all do.
Yeah, when I first went in to meet with the agent that I signed with, the agent sat me down and said, "Do you know that I have never used the fact that I'm an agent to get women? Because I don't need to do that." And I really, like, I thought in my mind, I was like, why is this coming up? And, you know, and then he goes, "I don't want to sign people. I want to sign a zeitgeist." But I have to say that I was blown away by that. I was like, this is the most insane person I ever met. But driving home, I was like, I don't know, that kind of want to sign with these people because they're so insane. Like, if they're fighting that hard for me in the room, they might fight hard for me later on.
I'm with that agency, and I'm now dropping them as a result of that.
When I first got the agent that I'm with, I went in there with a friend of mine on The Daily Show, Rob Riggle, and I were performing as a team. And so we were going out to Hollywood, and we were having these meetings, and it's really intimidating. You know, you sit in these rooms, and they're all these really slick agents, and they're all gathered around a table in these awesome suits, and they're like, "Take it away, Steve," and they sort of do this very rehearsed thing where they're trying to sort of blow your mind with how amazing their agency is. So after this big presentation, I looked at Rob Riggle, and I was trying to be funny, and I said, "Guys, what we really want to do is we really want to do a project with Jim Belushi, because we really love Jim Belushi." And I was just being sarcastic because, I'm not a huge Jim Belushi fan. And all of a sudden, this silence fell over the room, and everyone just stared at me, and they go, "Rob, Lance represents Jim Belushi." And so, you know, I just completely insulted their, like, big client right to their faces. It was really embarrassing. And there was nowhere to go, you know. There's, like, when you insult someone that blatantly, there's no backpedaling.
Yeah.
And we were also really
Aziz, I know you majored in marketing at NYU's business school before actually like becoming a comic. Why did you want to major in marketing? I mean, there seems to be such a big difference between marketing and stand-up comedy.
Well, it was because I was doing stand-up while I was in college, and marketing was way easier than finance. I went to business school because, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I figured, oh, business school will be really relaxed. It's probably people like me, pretty, you know, chill and just trying to figure out what they're trying to do. But at Stern is not like that
at all.
It's all these kids that are in finance that are just trying to work at Goldman Sachs, and I was like, whoa, what is going on? And marketing seemed like the only thing where it was, you know, mildly creative or something, and I just kind of, you know, to be honest, I really just coasted through marketing while I was doing stand-up, and, you know, by the time I was in my junior year, I was kind of like, yeah, I think if I keep doing the stand-up stuff, I can hopefully do something in comedy, you know, and that was kind of how it played out, I guess.
But I think – I actually think that – I was a marketing major too. But I do think that sort of stuff has actually helped us because we've actually sort of had to do a lot of this stuff on our own in terms of like promotion, especially on the internet. You know, like we MTV it's a brand new show and sometimes they're trying to figure out how to promote it. And so our ideas are very valuable as well. So I think that some of that stuff has really helped us. And like we've been able to get in touch with a lot of different websites and people, friends of ours that blog and stuff like that, and really sort of send these little seeds out and sort of plant these little seeds all over the internet and just try to help market ourselves, you know?
Very clever. So the three of you have a real successful thing going now. I mean, you've got your new Human Giant show on MTV. But what happens if somebody kind of breaks up the act? Like if one of you becomes cast in a film that's a big hit and you go your own way? Like, have you made a pledge
to keep this thing going? Jason will be the one that breaks away. We all think Jason...
Our director is going to blow up. He'll be directing Hollywood movies in 6 months. He really is.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. we left the edit suite last night at like 4:30 in the morning, and he kept going after that. So he'd
been there all day.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll sleep on the couch and then get up and brush his teeth at Starbucks and then go back and start editing again. And so it's really crazy, but we think he'll be the breakout guy.
He's great. And you know, and to answer your question too, like the three of us have all done things independently before we came together. We're not like a group that, you know, evolved out of a college troupe or have been performing together for years and years. Like, you know, I think that we really enjoy doing things together and we're very successful separately. So I think for us to keep this group going, I think it's a mixture of both at all times.
We all really are good friends, and we've been through this process now. That was, you know, it was a really hard process to write the show and to produce the show and do all that. It was a lot of fun, but it was so much work. So I think we've all become better friends, and we've become better performers, hopefully, and better writers. Mm-hmm. And you know, we all sort of pull for each other. These guys have they did a movie with Billy Bob Thornton last year, and I went in for that movie a while ago. I went in for this new Die Hard movie that's coming out, and now I'm remembering that this is a ridiculous story. I went in for the new Die Hard movie, and I was kind of like, well, this is pretty cool. They probably saw Human Giant. They're probably pretty psyched about that. I'm sure I'll get this big part. And I went in for the role was called the Pasty Faced Hacker, which I'm sure the guy had, you know, one line or something like that. And so I went in and I go in to audition for this thing, and I sit down in this old chair, and I sit down and I start doing this very dramatic scene where I'm hacking into some computer system, and I'm like, I don't know where the codes are, Steve. We got to get the codes. We got to hack in through this firewall. And then all of a sudden, the chair that I'm sitting on completely shatters, and it was this old chair, and I just go crashing to the floor, and I thought, you know, so humiliating because this is a major blockbuster movie. So I tried to just improvise and just roll with it. So I was like, damn it, McLean rigged the chair to blow. Can't believe it. So, you know, I thought that was pretty cool, staying in character, and the people were just like, okay, thank you very much.
So, yeah. So
we're getting all the plum rolls, yeah. Terry. You can see.
Well, you're congratulations lucky to get us on today. Your new prestige.
It's, oh, yeah. We're excited. We're very excited.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck at the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Terry.
It was really fun.
Aziz Ansari, Rob Hubel, and Paul Scheer are the comics and actors behind the new sketch comedy show Human Giant. The latest episode will be shown tonight on MTV.